welcome to the podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner with the Michigan District, and today we're talking about the Lutheran Adult Gathering, and we have a special conversation with Bill and Kristen Wanglin. First off, thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
You bet, yeah. So before we get into the Lutheran Adult Gathering, which you guys have been instrumental in for years, why don't you tell us about what's going on where you're serving currently at Our Savior in Lansing?
We've been blessed to be a part of just a wonderful church family at Our Savior for the last 10 years now, and just love the church-school partnership that we have and the ways that we're able to impact our community through our food bank, through the international student ministries, Hmong ministry, and our connections with South Africa as well.
Oh, very cool. And I know you're also busy raising a few kids as well, too, right?
Yes. We've got four between the ages of 13 and 18, and our oldest just graduated high school. So we're in the open house season and getting ready for college and all of the emotions of that. But it's exciting.
Yeah, that's a few graduation parties, I imagine, too, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Keep you busy the rest of the summer, for sure. And when you're not doing
Absolutely.
That, you're helping put together the Lutheran Adult Gathering. Why don't you tell everybody what this is all about and what you do?
Yeah, the Lutheran Adult Gathering is just an amazing opportunity for adults, fellow believers, to gather together in really one of the most amazing places in our country, if not in the world, Mackinac Island. Just a spectacular setting, the Grand Hotel, right? There's nothing like it. But to come together with a great spiritual focus and get to enjoy the island and the Grand Hotel, but also just enjoy fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. And it's been an amazing event, and people just keep coming back for that great connection and encouragement you have when God's people gather.
And this is a full
really
in October, right? So kind of give us a rundown of what takes place and what happens.
With all the things on the island and the hotel, it's always enjoyable. And it starts off with a Friday evening gathering time, speaker, devotions, Saturday speaking, and also some great free time on Saturday just to enjoy the setting and each other. Worship on Sunday morning, a Bible study. So just a really good balance of that relaxation, enjoying the Grand Hotel and Mackinac Island, but also being really encouraged and built up in our faith by some great speakers and worship.
Hey, Kristen, how about for you? What stands out to you about the Lutheran Adult Gathering?
Yeah, I mean, Bill really touched on it, but I think that especially for busy people and busy seasons of life, it's a really wonderful time to just step away from all of the busyness of life and then have time together in a relaxed setting. As Bill said, it's really a wonderful balance of the kind of spiritual component as well as fellowship with people and time on your own. So it can kind of be a little bit of everything. But at least for me, I think I was surprised at how refreshed and spiritually refreshed I was after each one. And so it's just a really special time. And I can see why there are people that have been doing this and going since the 80s. Like, it's really, really wonderful.
That is so awesome. And I'm sure in that time you've seen so many instances of God working in and through, whether it's a speaker, some of the attendees. If you could share some stories, that would be amazing.
Yeah, you always know that when God's people come together, the Holy Spirit is there. And whatever the topic might be and whatever the speakers are talking about, so many people walk away with just wow, that was for me in my life. That's for what was going on right now. And we know that's always the Holy Spirit. The themes for the gathering have always focused on in His presence. And that's always kind of been the first part of each theme, followed by maybe a different tagline each year. So to come into the presence of God, people describe just really what it feels like being there together, to do that together, and to be encouraged in that gathering and worship time. So the theme for this year is In His Presence, New Beginnings. And we're just going to talk about how God gives new beginnings, a new start in Christ, and then the ultimate new beginning at the end of all things with the new heavens and the new earth, and just that great hope and confidence we have in Christ.
Yeah, and I think especially, you know, the way society is and kind of all the uncertainty, we've noticed that the themes that are planned, you know, a year in advance tend to be very poignant for what's going on in society and in kind of culture and things. So even this year too, of just kind of knowing that, you know, whatever's going on here, we have hope of a future that's perfect and new and restored with Jesus.
God always seems to work it out and bring the message that we need to hear at that time and place. And that's always a cool thing.
Yep.
So make sure to check out the show notes. We've got all the details on when it is, the who, what, where, when, speakers, everything you could ever want there. So check out the show notes. We'll have that information there for you. I also want to ask you, because I know you both are recently went to South Africa, or somewhat recently, right?
Yeah, March.
You play a big role in COFA. So tell us what that is and why you go down there and what you do down there.
It's really been amazing how we've been able to see God at work in with our partner churches in South Africa. And we feel like we've been really blessed with some wonderful relationships, friendships, and partnerships over the years that both of us have been able to be really involved in this two-way partnership that we have there, working with St. Peter Confessional Lutheran Church in Middelburg, the school that they have, the preschool, the orphanage, the satellite churches. There's so much going on. And it's just been a blessing to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's been neat because these are relationships that kind of started organically through, you know, other relationships of, you know, people through church and different stuff. And it's been amazing. We said it's really a gift because we've been able to learn so much from our brothers and sisters overseas. And I know we've been able to help them in ways too. And so like Bill said, it's a two-way partnership. It's just awesome. So COFA stands for Christian Outreach for Africa. It's a nonprofit recognized by the LCMS. And it's just been an amazing partnership of churches here, both in the Michigan district and across the country. But we've had a really wonderful partnership with a lot of churches here in Michigan, helping out our brothers and sisters over there in South Africa. And it's been really cool to have people come here and have groups go there and really learn from each other. It's really awesome.
So when you talk about that partnership, why don't you explain a little bit about what that entails?
So we have, we send teams from our Savior Lutheran Church down about every 2 years. And we'll have teams that go there. They visit the church, the school, the orphanage. We learn, we share, and grow together. They also send people to Michigan just about every year, every other year. Twice we've had students from their school come and visit our school, sit in classes, experience chapel. So that's really a part of that two-way street that we have. They have such a zeal, an energy, a vitality, a faith, great things that we get to learn from them. And we also then get to help them and support them through some of their capital projects, like working with the school, helping with the orphanage, scholarships to attend the school there, and other mission projects that they have. So it's just been a wonderful partnership that we've had.
Yeah, I'll put a little plug in. If people want more information, they can check out the COFA's website is africaoutreach.org. And there's a lot of really good resources there and information about how to get involved.
So I don't know if maybe you can talk a little bit about this or talk about how the church is growing down there, but I'd heard, and I think it was Todd Jones who told me that the Lutheran church is growing faster in Africa than in any place on the planet or on the, you know, so is that kind of what you're seeing?
Absolutely. I mean, the Lutheran church there and the Christian church as a whole is just exploding in Africa. And there are more Lutherans in just one country in Africa than all of North America, all synods combined. I mean, it's just wild. And so that's why, again, this two-way partnership, we really have a lot to learn from them to mm-hmm. sit at their feet and let them teach us about evangelism, the work of the Holy Spirit, right? This zeal for reaching out and what that looks like. As we see maybe a decline in numbers in the church in the West, we really can look to our African partners there to for inspiration, encouragement, even as we help and support them.
Yeah, that is so cool. Just talk about, you talk about coming back from Lutheran Adult Gathering refreshed. I got to imagine it's a similar feeling when you got, you know,
yeah.
Talk about what it's like.
Yeah, it's hard to put into words because definitely, you know, when you go and you see really good friends you haven't seen in a while and you get pumped up, and it's like when you share your faith with each other, right? When you have that commonality of Christ, that automatically just brings it to the next level. And certainly our friends over there in South Africa, you know, they've just been on fire. They know what it's like to work through adversity and really rely on God for everything that they need. And you know, some people really honestly don't know where the next meal is coming from. And yet the joy and trust in God's provision is just always there. And so so it's been, again, it's just so cool to be there and get fed, you know, and be ready to jump back in here in life in Michigan and kind of figure out how we can have that same zeal this side of the pond. You know,
I think you alluded, Jeff, to this connection between the Lutheran Adult Gathering and our work in South Africa. And just kind of two points of commonality that I want to mention about that. One is, in both those instances, we've noticed how when we go there, because we're connected in faith, it instantly feels like family. And when we go to South Africa, it is so far away, and it's a different culture, a different continent, language, food, I mean, so many things. And yet, because we have the same faith and because we're united in like mission and purpose, we instantly feel like family with them, because we are. And then the same thing with the Lutheran Adult Gathering. We go up there and it's just this wonderful group of people that instantly feel like friends and family, because we have this faith connection. So I thought that was one point. The second point is that I think both instances, the gathering and our work in South Africa, highlight how important it is for us to be the church and how much we need to rely on each other, especially in these days. We need to be church. We need to be leaning into community and being together, encouraging each other, and just having that spirit of unity among ourselves as we proclaim Christ to the world. I think it's more important than ever that we just have those moments of being church together. And both of those highlight that.
Oh, that's awesome. Bill and Kristen, we want to thank you for all the work you're doing with the Lutheran Adult Gathering, with COFA. You guys are doing some awesome things, and we greatly appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Yep, we praise God for that, and very thankful.
We also want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless.